Bonon Shabbos Nachmu Tavshin Ayin Zayin. I'm going to try to say different Yesodos here and try to give one message coming now from going from Tisha B'Av now into Shabbos Nachmu. So we know from the different Tzadikim, from Tzadok, from the other Tzadikim, that the Kri is Ma'or of this man. Anything found in the Parsha connected to this man as well. If Parshas Vaschanan 99% of the time falls out with Shabbos Nachmu, Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, it must be that there's a very strong connection of Tisha B'Av and the avoda of having comfort in Parshas Ve'eschanan. If you look in the Parsha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, the Torah tells us to end in Shvi, I believe, Lo merubcha mikol amim chashak Hashem bachem, v'yivchar bachem ki atem amam mikol amim. Not because of your vastness or all your numbers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for you are the least of the peoples. Rather, ki me'avas Hashem eschem, mishamros ha'shvua asher nishba la'vaseichem. Rather, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, that's, and he swore to your forefathers that he would take you out of Egypt, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Rashi says on the words, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. What does Rashi say? That you are the least of all the peoples. Rashi says, ha'mema'atin atzmichem. That you lowered yourselves by Avram. Avram said, anochi off of Efer. Avram says, I'm the dust but ash. Moshe and Aaron say, anach numad. We have this tremendous quality of anova. There's a very much, there's a little deeper message what's going on in these words of Kiyatem Ha'at. What's the deeper message in these words of Kiyatem Ma'at? That for you are the least of all the peoples. And that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you, but it's still a good thing. Still a good thing, the Pasuk says. So the Divrei Yisrael, the Moshe Tzarebi, Zuchus HaGon Aleinu, quotes his grandfather, Rav Chezko of Kushmir. And he quotes on this Pasuk, he quotes, you know, the Pasuk says in Yirmiya, Mikva Yisrael Hashem. The mikvah of Klal Yisrael is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or we could say mikvah Yisrael Hashem, the mikvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael. I think that's more of the Pasha Pshat. The mikvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael. So now if you want to know the Jewish people, we are the mikvah. So the Moshe Tzarebi, the Rabbi Chesed Kushmir explains that the same way that a mikvah purifies whatever is in it, so to anyone who purifies themselves with other Jews, and you mevat yourself to other Jews, you become purified as well. The famous story of the Kedushas Levi before Yontif. Kedushas Levi was in a certain town, I'm not sure if it was a Shabbos or Yontif, and unfortunately he didn't have a mikvah. So he got a couple of Jews together, and he dipped into them. He had a little, he jumped into the Jews. That's what I always like to have in mind whenever we go to a chuppah or whatever, you know, to have in mind that when you're dancing by the chuppah and there are a lot of Jews there, it's a very big purification. So says the Chesed Kushmir, the same way that a mikvah purifies everything in it, so too, when a Jew tovels in Klal Yisrael, when a Jew connects to every Yid in the holiest way, in the highest way, you become purified as well. And he says that we know the halacha is by a mikvah, that your whole body has to be in it. And if there's even one hair sticking out, it's not good. But if your whole body's in it, then you're also good. So it's the same thing with Jews. When you throw yourself into Klal Yisrael, and you mevat to yourself, and you have a little nava, and you say sorry to a friend, then it's a complete purification. So why is it, maybe we could say, Parshas Ve'eschanan Davka, because Father Tisha B'Av, you know Tisha B'Av, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed once again this year. Why was it destroyed? It was destroyed because of Sin Eschinim. The number one way to be able to build it is through Av Eschinim, through connecting to each other. And I've always said this word three or four times in the past 3 weeks, but I'm going to say it again. V'yitzah Vorka. So I'm going to like to explain. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "Ein machzikim b'machlokas." The Jews can't hold on to "ein machzikim b'machlokas," which basically means don't hold on to machlokas. But he says a little deeper idea of Rizal Vorka. He says, "Ein machzikim b'machlokas." Don't hold on to machlokas means that don't make a chazaka in machlokas. Meaning, don't say what's a chazaka. A chazaka is it's this way. It's always going to be this way. Two or three times I change it. Now it's a chazaka. I go to camp 3 times, now I have a chazaka. I go to the pizza shop every Friday, now it's a chazaka. No. When it comes to machlokas, you try to say sorry. Ein machzik b'machlokas. You always try to be able to go further and further. You never get stuck in your ways. You always try to be able to mend the ways. I think that's the vort. Why of Eschan, maybe. The first lesson we could say, why Eschan is connected to Tisha B'Av. Because when a Jew, the Kiyatem Ma'at, Rashi says. What does Rashi say? What does that mean? That when you lower yourselves. When you lower yourself to have a little gaiva, to say sorry to someone, to say that, you know, I didn't mean to hurt you, and you go out of your way to be able to make sure that you're so careful about the kavod, about every person you meet, the kavod, every single Jew that you meet, then that's the biggest nechama to Chodesh Baruch Hu. And you know, we quoted this earlier in the week, we know from the son of a Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom quotes the Rebbe Malkovitz, because the Pasuk says in our Haftorah, Shabbos Nachmu, 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 Ami. So all the Svarim want to say, why is it Nachmu, Nachmu? Why the double Osh Nachmu? So the Rebbe Malkovitz, the Chosu Ganalino, explains, he's Nachmu, B'zeh Shatem Ami. Nachmu, you should get Nechama. Nachmu, Ami, that what? Your Nechama should come, that I'm with you. Nechama should come that I'm with you. But the father has to know, if the children are getting along together, the father is there. If the children aren't getting along, then the father says there's absolutely no nechama. Just to be able to say another connected idea, why Davka Vaeschanan? So the Nesiv HaShalom explains that there's certain mitzvahs that are found in Vaeschanan, it's not found anywhere else. We have the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in here. We know we have the Aseres HaDibros, we have the mitzvah of Shema, we have the mitzvah of Mezuzah, we have Atahare Saladas Ki Hashem Elokim Einon Milvado, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. We have the mitzvah of Yadata Yom HaShivosa El Vavecha. So the Siv HaShom, and when Rav Meir also brings it down in the Sefer Sichos Eschaskus, says that Dafka, we have all these mitzvahs, and all this thunder and lightning in the Torah Mamish, be able to show you that even though we had a Tisha B'Av this week, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us back as Banim. We're starting the 7 weeks of Nechama. That even though there was a Tisha B'Av this week, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm still your father, you could always come back to me. And that's why we have the Aseres HaDibros, we have an Ocha Hashem Elokecha. We have the reenaction, we have the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you and Namesh have to love me. Kadosh Baruch Hu only says you love me when he knows that when we deserve it. So we have this parsha of Eschana to show us. Kadosh Baruch Hu still takes us back. So I really think there's two messages. The first message of why Vaeschanan and Shabbos Nachamu. The first message we said because the pasuk says Ki Atem Ma'at in Shvi. What does that mean? Hama'at? It means that when a person lowers himself and they have a shtickle anava, humility to other people, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu says Rechazkel Kushmir. That's the same thing like a mikvah. You lower yourself in the mikvah, you have to be fully in it. Same so too, when you lower yourself to every Jew, you respect every Jew no matter what. As the Igaris Haman says, Rabban says, that you should always look at every person as if they're greater than you, no matter what. No matter how great you are, you always look at every Jew, no matter what, who they are, you always find the mile in them. Then that the mikvah is matara. And that's why Dafka Vaeschanan, maybe the first reason, is why after Tisha B'Av, to be able to make sure that we're growing in our Avas Yisrael and Avas Chinam. The second reason, and I think this is the flashed out by the Nesiv HaShom and Rav Tzvi Meir, is that we went through a Tisha B'Av, but don't think Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us back. Kadosh Baruch Hu still wants our avodah back. So much so is that the whole Torah we get Mimamish have a reenactment of Har Sinai this Shabbos. The reenactment Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses us back. We have the reenactment of Shema, the reenactment of the parshas of Mezuzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu guarding us. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamish takes us back. Two messages: the message of caring for each other of Avas Yisrael, and the message of Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Avas of Avas Hashem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us as well. It will just end with a Maisa. They say a story that I was reminded today with my day camp, that the Rebbe Baruch of Meshbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, he was once playing hide and seek. And what happened was, he and Mamash had the best place in the game, and his friends couldn't find him for 15, 20 minutes. And after 25 minutes, the friends stopped looking for him. And the Rebbe Baruch of Meshbish runs to his grandfather after a little bit, he realizes that his friends stopped looking for him, and he's Mamash crying. He says, Zaidi, Harav Baal Shem Tov. I don't know, he didn't call him the Baal Shem Tov. He said, Zaidi, I'll tell you what happened. I had the best hiding spot, and my friends stopped searching for me. What should I do? I feel terrible. I wanted them to say, wow, what an amazing hiding spot, but they didn't. They just stopped looking for me. They stopped searching for me. So Baal Shem Tov didn't say a word back, but he just started crying. And he started crying and said, how much more so, Imamish, when Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that we stop looking for him, we stop searching for him. But sometimes, you know, it could be that he goes into a little bit of darkness, and when the Jewish people have hard times, but Kadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to search out for him. When we search out for him, that shows how much we care about his relationship, that shows how much we care about relationship with each other. The Baal Shem Tov was saying that his grandson taught him an amazing lesson. That even though when things look hard, and you have a Tisha B'Av in your life, no matter what, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. We should be Zochem, Mirtz Hashem, to always search out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, to be able to make sure that we lower ourselves with other Jews, that we make sure to care for every person, no matter who they are, no matter what they are, to every person, every Jew, no matter what. We give respect to every person, every Jew. And in that way, we'll be zochet to the Avos Yisrael, the Atah, the Avos Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will say, hey, these Jews are looking out for each other. They're looking out for the cover for each other. I'm going to look out for them. So remember this Shabbos, Parshas V'aschan, Shabbos Nachamu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you look out for each other, I look out for you. And the true Nechama for Tisha B'Av only comes in this Shabbos Nachamu. We should be zochet to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nesiv HaShalom says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Not like we said before the Pshat was Nachmu Nachmu Ami. The Nachmu, the Nechama should come from the Nachmu Ami, that you're my nation. The Nechama comes also, says in the Siva Shalom, that we get a Nechama, but Chadosh Baruch also needs a Nechama. It was his house too. It was his Beis HaMikdash too. That is, he didn't want to have to destroy it. Chadosh Baruch says, hey, you want it? Let's rebuild it again. Be caring, you care for each other, you care for me, and we could start again, we could start rebuilt, we could start again, we could start fresh. We should be Zochem Eretz Hashem, Shabbos Nachamu, that we should have all Nechamas in our own lives, in our personal lives, in our individual lives, and also in our national lives. We should Zochem Eretz Hashem to hear good things, but source Tovus to our Klai Yisrael. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos of full Nechama and Bracha, Bez Hashem.